You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mana wahine, tēnei waiata, ko Anna Coddington, te kaiwaiata, and we have Anna in the studio. Kia ora, Anna, how are you?
Kia ora, morena, I'm good. How are you?
Good, it's so nice to have you in here. And also because you've got a brand new single out.
Yes.
And a brand new vibe, almost.
Yeah, it is quite a new vibe, although I sort of feel like that's the case with every record I do because, you know, I'm not good at kind of just sticking to one thing and like, you know.
I think that's exciting, though, because they all feel like you, which I always really enjoy, but they also bring like these different moods of life or something that you're in.
I think there's a thread there, definitely. But like anyone, I've got quite broad taste in music. I'm just not very, I think smart musicians kind of like pick one thing and go with it and it's easy to market and things like that. But I'm just not that smart.
Maybe you're just having fun.
I'm definitely having fun.
That's the
goal. Because if we're not having fun, then why?
Yeah.
Why are we doing music?
Well, this song is really fun. I'm getting big like Prince energy from it.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad people hear that because it was definitely like one of the references in the room the day that we wrote it. So
tell us a little bit about that writing day because I know you had some quite cool friends involved in this project.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. So it was part of the APRA Song Hubs, Reo Māori Song Hubs kaupapa. So I think most people probably know what Song Hubs is, but just in case, it's like there's a group of songwriters and producers who come together, and every day for 1 week you're in a room with a different rōpū of writers and producers, three
awesome.
Or four people. You write a song every day.
Whoa, that is productive.
Yeah, it's very productive, and some great tunes come out of it because it's, you know, it's proper collaboration. Everyone's throwing ideas in, and so you do get stuff that, you know, is quite different and fresh. And yeah, so we were writing that day for me. We knew we were going to write a song for me, and I was in the Uber on the way to the studio thinking, oh, what do I want to do today? And I was like, I just want to do something real fun. Like, I just want a cool ass bass line and you know, some good energy. And I just had, there was a really good group of people in the room for that. So it was me, Ruth Smith, who ended up being my mātanga reo for the whole record.
Cool.
My Māori language expert, and Kawiti Whiteford, who's an opera singer.
Amazing.
And also a mātanga reo, like real deep. So you can hear he's actually doubling the bass line and they're going,
ah,
boom, 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 boom. And he's giving the real deep vocals in the chorus as well. And then Noe Mateho was the producer, and he's like a real gun, like kind of great on all the instruments, real fast on the tools. And
hard.
Yeah, so we just had a real fun day kind of pulling up fun tunes to reference and then doing our own thing. And yeah,
that's so nice. There's something really special about, I think, what Song Hubs does, where you kind of get pushed outside of maybe your normal writing space.
Yes,
because you're already bringing in people you might not have known before the start of the week.
Yeah, exactly. And making new friends.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the idea, and it really works. And, you know, I think it's really good. I think it's actually changed the tone of the scene a little bit, because it does, like, when they first started happening, that was really far outside of a lot of writers' comfort zones, because we had this real tradition in New Zealand of number eight wire, DIY.
Yeah,
like, you know, there used to really be an attitude of, like, you should be able to sing, write, play your instrument, self-produce, like, do everything yourself.
Yeah.
And in that environment, everyone can play to their strengths, you know? Like, I don't need to be a good producer at Song Hubs because Noema's there, you know? Like, and I don't need to hit those low notes because Kawiti's there, you know? Like,
perfect. It's a really, lovely way of being, like, you know, the village raising a song together or something. Yeah.
Song baby.
Song baby. This is the first single from an album that will be coming out, which is exciting stuff. Katsuore here is the name of this track. What's the kind of kaupapa of this particular song?
Like I said, we sort of started on with, rather than a kaupapa per se, more like an energy. Like, I feel like I just want to, like, inhabit this character that is, like, basically that bitch, you know,
shit.
And just, so Ruth had, she came up with that kupu, so Nana Taukupui Koha, and I had never heard it, and I just thought, oh yeah, that's really good, and it sang really well over the song, and so we just kind of took it from there. So katsuere here means to be outstanding or marvellous, or it can be a noun as well, like we just kind of took it from there and then built the lyrics from there, just kind of that attitude of, like, I'm too good for you, and which is definitely a character for me, right? I don't have that kind of confidence, but yeah, it was really fun to do, and it just makes you sing differently.
Yeah, totally.
Perform differently is good.
Last year, around Matariki time, had the pleasure of watching you play some of these songs.
Oh, were you at that gig?
I was at Mahuta. That gig. Yeah,
cool.
Mahuta gig. It was super special, and it felt really like the vibe was super electric.
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of fun to play.
Very.
What's the kind of mood mode for this? Like, what are you sort of envisaging as being, like, maybe a live world for this album? Is that on the cards?
I want it to be, but I also only want it to be if it can be the full experience, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I have no desire really to go out and play these songs solo or even as, like,
not an acoustic
three-piece.
Yeah,
it's just not that kind of record. Like, I think Katsuere here is indicative of the record as a whole. And so I want to do it, but it needs to be with my band and hopefully a couple of backing singers and that kind of thing. And you know, that's expensive.
Yeah.
It's cost of living crisis. So I'm not touring the album release.
Yeah.
Put it that way. But I would love to, and also because coming out in the middle of winter and it can be hard to kind of coax people out. So the plan's to kind of let it sit and then hopefully towards summer maybe jump on some festivals and do some gigs around with the band and get it happening that way. And also I'm at law school full time, so I just don't have capacity.
You're a very busy person.
I mean, aren't we all? But yeah, you gotta just be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, I got kids, I can only do so many things. So
but you do, I think, more than the average bear.
I don't know about that.
Full-time law school's pretty crazy. How are you enjoying it at the moment?
I am enjoying it. It's a lot. Like, my take on law school for me personally is I don't find the concepts difficult. I think the concepts are quite simple, but the ground you have to cover is very broad. Like, you need to take a lot of information and kind of pull it together. But I enjoy doing that because I'm a big fat nerd. So that's, it's all good.
Nice. Love that. And love the song. I think we should hit it. Ka Tuare here by Anna Coddington. Anna, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone enjoys the song.
When's the album?
The album is going to be called Te Whakamiha, and it's going to come out around Matariki. So
awesome.
Yeah, there'll be another couple of singles before then as well. So
fantastic. Hey, thanks, Anna. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.